Today from the Ohio Newsroom, stories of wrongful conviction on stage. Today from the Ohio Newsroom brings you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Six men in Greater Cleveland have a special brotherhood, but it's not the kind of club you want to be eligible for. They were all accused and convicted of crimes they maintain they never committed. Now out of prison, they're raising awareness about wrongful convictions. Member station IdeaStream Public Media's Carrie Wise has more.
Charles Jackson is a first-time actor playing himself and sharing a major twist in his life story.
Everybody thought that, like, I was a killer, but in fact, at the end of the day, I saved my nephew's life by donating him my kidney.
Jackson learned he was a match for his nephew after he was released from prison, where he spent 27 years for a murder he didn't commit. He was fully exonerated in 2022.
Thank God that I got out, you know.
Let's go. Action.
Jackson has teamed with five other men to form Voices of Injustice. Several of them have been exonerated. Others are still fighting to prove their innocence out of prison after taking a plea or receiving parole.
Nobody know what you went through except somebody else who went through basically the same thing. So that's how we got, you know, formed like brotherhoods and friendships and stuff.
They share a purpose, to tell their stories and bring about change.
Many of the men who have been injured by a wrongful conviction, they've had evidence hidden from them, false accusations hurled against them.
Al Cleveland is leading the group to the stage where they're presenting their own theatrical production called The Lynched Among Us.
We did some research and we saw some striking similarities between wrongful convictions and the lynchings from back in the early 1800s and 1900s.
What happened right in front of us?
At a recent rehearsal, Cleveland and the cast ran through Michael Sutton's story.
And to this day, 2007 high school diploma, South High, Michael Sutton!
He was about to head to college at the University of Akron before he was convicted of a crime he didn't commit. Police arrested him at his high school graduation.
Mr. Sutton, you need to turn around and put your hands behind your back.
With the help of the Ohio Innocence Project, Sutton was exonerated in 2022. Many have heard his story and others like it from the headlines. But the play offers a way for the men to reclaim their own life stories.
It's a part of the healing journey when you use the arts to express yourself. It's more about the expression. You have to remember, like, we came from a place that tries to take that from you.
Ruel Saylor was exonerated in 2022 and now has his own clothing line. He says he's eager to extend his creativity to the stage.
But we feel like the theatrical part of it makes you be with the story, like you in the story. If you're watching it in live, you're in it. So if you take away from it, when you leave, it becomes more impactful that you were able to visualize what we're saying.
All right, so let's go from the top one more time.
They are sharing their stories in other ways too, like speaking before law students and supporting voter registration.
I feel like God gave me a purpose by setting me free because he knew that I was going to speak about the ones that's left behind.
Voices of Injustice takes the stage at Cleveland State University's College of Law October 11th. Reporting from Cleveland for the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Carrie Wise.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.